Varying your approach is key. If you perform the same act of kindness over and over, it may begin to feel like an obligation or a monotonous chore. Ian and I held doors open for people, let extra cars merge in front of us on the highway, and helped colleagues solve computer problems. The reactions we got made us feel better about ourselves, and they didn't cost us anything, unlike an indulgent massage. Kindness brings other happiness benefits too, says Raj Raghunathan, author of If You're So Smart, Why Aren't You Happy? Helping others takes the focus away from our own worries and problems, which can boost happiness. And because it doesn't result in the guilt that more self-serving behaviors can, being generous won't increase levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Perhaps surprisingly, kindness improves overall physical health. Unsurprisingly, healthier people tend to be happier. Burn some calories. Exercise causes hormonal changes in the body that make you feel good and help interrupt negative thoughts. According to research cited in Santos's course, clinically depressed people who exercised regularly improved just as much as those who took antidepressants, and after 10 months, the exercisers were less likely to relapse. Getting out of a depression is not exactly the same as happiness, says Dr. K. Ranga Krishnan, a professor of psychiatry at Rush Medical College in Chicago. But anecdotally, most people who exercise will tell you they feel better. Anyone who has ever experienced a runner's high will surely agree.